Audio file lesson 35. David becomes king. The message. Fear of God prevents David from taking revenge. Bible text. 1 Samuel chapter 23 verses 1 to 18. Chapter 24, chapter 26, chapter 31 verses 1 to 6, and 2 Samuel chapter 5 verses 1 to 10. The story. David hid from King Saul. Whenever David and his men settled down somewhere, King Saul would find out and search for him. David had to run away time and time again. Saul soon received news of where David was. On his way to find David, Saul went into a cave to rest. He did not know that David and his men were already hiding in the cave. Although David's men urged him to kill Saul, David refused to harm him. Since Saul was anointed by the Lord, David knew that it was wrong for him to harm Saul. So he carefully cut off a corner of Saul's clothes. Saul did not feel this. After Saul left the cave, David went out of the cave holding the piece of cloth. David told Saul, although he could have killed him, he did not. Forgiving his enemy was a sign of strength in David, not a weakness. For a short time, David lived in peace. But over time, Saul's anger grew and he once again wanted to kill David. David ran away from Saul for 9 years. David left the country. Shortly afterwards, Saul and Jonathan were killed in a battle with the Philistines. Filled with sorrow because of the loss of the king and of his friend, David asked God, "Where shall I go now?" God answered, "Move to the land of Judah, to Hebron." David obeyed and was anointed king in Judah. He was 30 years old at the time. He ruled as king for almost 7 years. After many difficulties, the elders gathered and David became king of the whole of Israel. With the help of God, David and his army conquered the city of Zion. It was given the name David's City, and it is the city of peace. This town is known as Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, he reigned for 36 years over all of Israel. Suggestions for the teacher. Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see and ask what she or he may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise or fancy dress and additional materials like a sword, a helmet or a piece of cloth. Lesson instructions. What does David feel when he runs away from Saul? Possible answers could be he runs away from the problem. Does David repay bad things with bad? The answer is no. Twice David could have killed Saul. Why does he not do so? Possible answers may be that David honours the anointed of God. He shows mercy towards Saul even though Saul has become his enemy. Have the children repeat. David spares Saul and becomes king. Despite their imperfections, God's servants and the church bring blessing. Real life application. Explain the following. Did you ever want to run away from a problem you were facing? How did you feel? Possible situations could be somebody who hit you or hurt you. David did not repay bad things with bad. He had a good attitude. How can we show the same attitude? Why did God elect David? The answer is he had special tasks to do. Make peace and build the temple. God elected us, not because we are special, but because he has a task for each of us. What are these tasks? Possible answers could be to be examples in faith, to testify for the return of Jesus, and to love our neighbour. Finally, repeat the message. Fear of God prevents David from taking revenge.